So hello all, and welcome to this, I, the realist, also known as the MGT something something, you know, philosopher, because, well, if you are a realist and a man in today's modern world, you are also a man who is going your own, you know, way. I wonder if the YouTube algorithm hones in on that or any derivation of that, and then shadow bans it, reduces its visibility in the algorithm. I don't know. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. How am I doing? Well, as usual, I'm tired. Been very tired recently, trying some new stuff out to get more energy. I'm using something called I don't know if you ever heard of this stuff. The autofocus ain't working so well. It's called methylene blue. Now, when I first started taking it, it worked really, really well, but now it seems to be having the exact opposite effect. And I did some research. It turns out there are some possible side effects where it can have the exact opposite effect of making you more tired instead of giving you energy, such as electrolyte imbalance, and I'm on a carnivore diet. And even though I eat like 6 eggs a day, and eggs are supposed to have all the electrolytes you need, which may not necessarily be the case, so I ordered myself some more, something I haven't had in a while, because it's quite expensive for what it is, but, you know, trying to save a penny and then losing a pound, because you're so exhausted, and it makes everything difficult, including work, seems kind of stupid, so bought some electrolyte supplement that's coming, should get here today. So we'll see if that helps, but it's regardless of whether or not it makes me feel physically more energetic, it really has helped with my mind and my thought processes. Again, I think it's just I'm a little low on some electrolytes, so it's having an opposite effect. So we'll see once I get the electrolytes. But anyway, yeah, when I first started taking it, it was much more pronounced. It's kind of gone up and down where it has given me a lot of energy and then it hasn't. And I guess that probably coincides with, you know, possible electrolyte imbalance. That's a simple explanation. And generally speaking, simple explanations are the most correct ones oftentimes. So we'll see how I feel once I get the electrolyte powder. I'm taking electrolyte supplements in the form of pills. Don't work very well. Magnesium, potassium, zinc. As far as these supplements go, in pill form, your body only absorbs a few percentile points of these electrolytes taken in pill form. Meanwhile, the drinkable supplement I'm getting, it's virtually all of it that's absorbed. I think it's some kind of coconut a water that's been distilled down to a powder, so it's all natural. I've used it before. It works very well. So again, I stopped drinking it for a while just because of the expense. I mean, things have been pretty lean here, as you know, but now that I'm taking this methylene blue, and it's like, wait, it's supposed to give me more energy, not less. What's going on? I find out that could be the problem, so I bought it regardless because, again, trying to save a penny and losing a pound ain't too bright. So we'll see how that works out. But yeah, things are still pretty lean here as far as work. I did actually find some steady long-term employment, though, finally, after... how long has it been now that I've been back to work? Well, let me think. So I got ill mid-July last year. I was ill for a month, and then I spent, 59 days recovering. So roughly 2 months recovering, and then went right back to work. So, yeah, I went back to work like October. So been back to work 8-9 months. It's been rough. It's been very rough because of my illness. There's limited things I can do, limited amount of labor I can put out. Things got so bad, in fact, I had to drop my heart medication. It's actually three medications I was on, one for regulating heartbeat, one for as a blood thinner. I just call that one of my heart meds. There was another one, I forget. But all told, they were quite expensive combined. And I just said to myself, well, geez, you know, it's going on a year now, 11 months since I recovered. I mean, what am I? I should be fine. My heart will be fine. It can regulate itself. And any clots that were, you know, in my bloodstream, they should be gone by now. And so I stopped taking it, and it's like, oof. At first, it was like a real, I'm like, wow, this is a big mistake. But I'm still alive. So, I mean, I noticed the initial difference, like my energy levels went down. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's not the methylene blue. But stuff's super expensive. But I got to get like an EKG, updated EKG, to see if the problem is still there. And if it is, well, that would explain some of the tiredness. But, you know, you got to pick and choose your battles, right? I mean, I'm going through this lean period. Things were looking up. They were getting better. I was almost breaking even every month. There was this 5-6 month period there. Well, no. Let me think. Five. Oh, wait. Two, six. Okay, there was a 4 month period, actually, where things were looking up and I was doing, being able to do more and more until I reached a certain point where I was maxing out my work, but I was almost breaking even. And then came mid-May and the seasonal downturn that I didn't even know about. I'm doing independent contracting work right now, and I had no idea. And it's geographically specific to the area I'm in now. I didn't know there was a downturn because I just started doing this stuff. And it's an independent contractor position, i.e. independent. You don't have other fellow employees to talk to give you the skinny about any kind of seasonal differences. And so I found out about it the hard way. And so now here we are, mid-May, mid-June, mid-July. So 2.5 months later, my savings are practically gone. But I finally was able to, once the downturn started, then I was started looking for something that was a steady paycheck. You have to understand the illness that I suffered. I mean, even after all this time, I'm not anywhere near fully recovered. Years to recover fully, if ever. So I was just spending the first 4 or 5 months, 4 or 5, 6 months back to work, trying to improve my stamina, improve my health, recover as much as possible. Long-term, steady, clock in at this time, clock out at that time, wasn't even a possibility. So now I've just kind of reached the point where it is, and I finally found something that it's within this very narrow spectrum of things that I can do. This one job I've been doing now, it's pretty much the same thing, only it's a steady, well, not steady. I mean, it's steady insofar as, like, you have blocks of time that you can choose on a daily basis, and it pays by the hour. But you can also choose to not work, so. But it's not a 1095, at least I don't believe it is. So, you know, it's a more steady kind of deal. And I can intersperse, at least when the seasonal downturn ends, I can intersperse the work I've been doing, maybe on weekends, or during weekdays when I'm not doing this. It's all very difficult, very involved. Everything is still hard for me. Just making this podcast, I already feel my heart bother me, but I'm going to soldier on anyway. Yeah, the biggest impediment seems to be my heart. Well, seems to be, although it's really, you know, the infection damaged my entire system. But yeah, things are rough, but maybe looking up. So that's good. Rent's paid until, I think, August 2nd. And by August 2nd, I should be able to pay another 2 weeks by then. So just getting out of this downturn, this seasonal downturn, because the work, it's, you know, it requires people to be outside for me to do the work. And where I'm at, the temperatures are very extreme. Come May, mid-May, June, people leave if they can. Students go, you know, there's lots of universities here. So they close down, and then the schools go out, and schools out. And so all these people just, you know, vamoose back there, wherever the heck they came from. And then we've had these, like, terrible temperature extremes. It's been super, super hot, you know, mid-120s, and it's like, that makes it even worse. So come the start of September, things will go back to normal, and it'll be 8.5 months of plenty, followed by 3.5 months of lean times. By then, hopefully, I'll be recovered to such an extent where no more problems insofar as, well, no more problems insofar as breaking even, actually, maybe a surplus. And hopefully this new job works out. We'll see. I don't know. I'm hoping. I'll do my best. I've got no choice, really. At the very least, it'll get me through till September, until, you know, the independent contracting work picks back up and the seasonal downturn reverses itself. And then I'm able to, you know, do enough hours a day that I don't have any issues. It's been a slog, though, man. Lots of pain, lots of fatigue, lots of just, you know, insensate periods where I'm just exhausted and on my back trying to recover. It's been hard. It's been hard. But anyway, that's where I am. So that being the case, I could still use some support. So if anybody out there would like to help me through this lean time, there's links below for my Cash App and my GoFundMe. If you don't know about my prior illness that happened last year, which you might not, because I've been, took a long hiatus from content because of that, content creation, you'll find an explanation on my GoFundMe page. And if you'd like to make a donation, it would be greatly appreciated. Or if you just appreciate the raw and R-pilled nature of my content and would like me to continue making it, any kind of donation or support would be greatly appreciated.